brought you the Torah Mimsa, basically slave Tovshin Pehe, Rav Shlomo Vachstot.
I'm a small thought before we start. I should have bought this expasha, very nice word. This expasha we find at Yaakov Avinu, that the Sotan, Yaakov Avinu met the Sorosh El Esav, right, which was the Yitzhar, which was the Sotan, and he fought with him. And the Yitzhar fought with him. It's interesting, we don't find that the Yitzhar was very bothered by the void of Avram, of Yitzhak. We don't find the Yitzhar was, you know, by Yaakov Avinu stayed at the end of his life, he met Paroi, and Paroi asked him, how old are you? He said, Ma'at v'roim, Yimei Shnechaya, Yaakov Avinu had a very, very hard life. He had a lot of challenges, a lot of nisyonos. So I want to say, the Nisforum state, the avoid of Avram Avinu was chesed. Right? His avoid was being mekarev of people and spreading the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The avoid of Yitzchak was avoid. Just Twilight, taking a midas was more. And the void of Yaakov was the Ish Tom Yoshua Baholim. He was the one who sat and learned, and he was the one his void was Torah. So Shtedech of Yitzchayim says, Shtedech in the Gemara, Chazal say, Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al avoin gil arroyos, shvichos domim, v'avoid zore, v'lo viter al avoin bitl Torah. That's what Chazal say. Now the question of Yitzchayim asks, why? You know that Yorg Valiaver and Voidazor Gilorois and Shuchazam, the Yorg Valiaver, we don't find Yorg Valiaver on Bittel Torah, forget. If there's a Bittel Torah, sometimes you have to invite Torah. There's other mitzvah coming along and the mitzvah veres, you don't find the same chome on Bittel Torah. So Chavetz Chaim says, let's just push the pshat, he brings it out. He says that Avad and Avad Gilorois, Voidazor Shuchazam is more chome than Bittel Torah. But Chazal say that Borosi is the Torah, Borosi is the Torah Tavlin. Right? A person can go to contact can go to hours of psychology or do whatever it is and do courses. There is no other way a person is going to misgab against Yitzhahorah. The only way a person can misgab against Yitzhahorah is if he does Torah Tavlin, if he learns Torah. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu come in Mevater on Bittel Torah because a person's cholila over and avodah zorah shvichas domim. Say this, he made avir, he'll make tshuva tomorrow. Because he's still learning Torah. So he's got the kli zayin, he's got the weapons to fight against the Yitzhar. But the person who's in battle to doesn't learn Torah, doesn't have the kelim. And therefore, he's a lost case. That's why he says, that's why the Yitzhar was very bothered by the Yaakov Avinu's avodah. Because he knew that once he got Torah, he's lost. There's nothing he can do about that. So I was thinking that, you know, we have a program that today, the first thing in the morning, and every day comes if it's challenges, if it's a serious, and the first thing a person does after davening shachar, he goes, he learns, to where he arms himself, you know, it could be top of that with more learning later on, if chavusis and shiurim, but the first thing the person does in the morning is learning Torah, it sets you up well. So the small paraluch I would like to discuss, coming up Chanukah, Emet Hashem, and a very interesting halachos. So the Gemara in Shabbos states that Me'ekid Adina, someone wants to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, all he needs to do is take one light, a tea light, whatever it is, one light, you can have a family of 10 kids, one light, light it, wherever, by the window, by the door, wherever it is, and he's Yotze, that's all he needs to do, 8 days, every day one tea light, and he's Yotze, Me'ekid Adina. But Chazal said, Mahadrin, a person wants to do more than that, so he has to add for each member of the family, and every day he has to be moist. Mahadim Nahadim, he has to be moist every day. So yeah, machloikas, how we do it exactly, but the Chazal gave a way of making hidden mitzvah in Neres Chanukah. Now the question is, what happens if a person is up to, let's say, the fourth day in Chanukah, and he makes a mistake, he thought it's the third day, and he only lights three candles, three Neres. And 10 minutes later, within half an hour, he remembers, oh yeah, okay, I made a mistake, it's already the fourth day, and only like three nearest. Is there any Indian for him to go along and add another candle, and if there's an inyan, if there's a brocha, okay, brocha is another shayla, but that's a shayla. There's an inyan, we go along and add another nail. Right? It's 10 minutes in the brocha, but it's a mekana mitzvah, ready? Yeah, get that in a minute.
The three are still burning.
Sorry?
The three are still
burning. Yeah, I don't think we'll make enough kamina, because kof says zukalo, but the mass is still burning. Within a half an hour, it's still a mitzvah. Sorry? I didn't ask you, go on, is there any inniv? Do you have to? Is there any inniv hidden mitzvah doing along?
If you have to do it.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong? There's nothing wrong to light the candles today, also not. I'm saying, the shal, is there any inniv in it?
I haven't.
Oh, who's there? We're going to discuss this in a mahadin. We're going to discuss it. So the Buskor brings the machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramo. A person, this din of mahadin, which means to say that the person should light more than one neir a day. You should light for every member of the family. You should light every day more. Who lights it? Right? Who lights it? The Rambam writes that the Balabais lights, and he lights also the menorahs for the kids. Right? Or the family members. He lights all the menorahs. So there's only one madlik, basically, the Rambam writes. However, the Ramo says, no, that every member... who's got every member of the family, if you want to make mitzvah hadrin, should light his own menorah. Or can. Don't say, sure, every member can light the menorah. So the Biskorov says, the machloikis is as follows. The machloikis is that the Rambam holds that the moment a person is lit the neir, you make your mitzvah. Right? And if you're going to now have a hefsek, and you're going to come in lighting, and you're going to wait another... another 20 minutes, another 10 minutes, then your son is going to come and light his menorah. But his son was here already, because he had already Neir Shabbesi. He had already Neir Shabbesi in the house. So now your son comes along and he lights his menorah. The mitzvah was in Skyim already, and you can't be Mekayim and hit the mitzvah after you Mekayim the mitzvah already. It's already finished. So the Rambam says it has to be the balabais when it is in the midst of Neir, that's when he's light all is in the mitzvah, B'shaltin is lighting. If he doesn't do it, he lets someone else do it, it's too late, they can't make a mitzvah. He says, like, for example, has two lulavim, right? They have a cheap lulav and a nice lulav. So he did to use a nice lulav. And a person comes along and shakes a lulav with a cheap lulav, there's no point in 10 minutes later to shake with a nice lulav, because he's in the mitzvah, it's finished. You wait the next day or next year, wherever. So that's the Rambam holds. However, the Ramo says you can't make a hidden mitzvah even afterwards. That's what he says. L'chore, this machloke should be toile. And our shayla as well. Person lit three candles. And late 10 minutes later, forget, I have to light a fourth one. So according to the Rambam, you can't mitzvah ready. Too late. There's no point in lighting another one. You're allowed to. It's not a problem. But according to the Ramo, then maybe there's an inyan to light. Now, there's a kasha, but it's a bit hard to understand why. It's what you're asking. For example, understand a person is shake lulav. You shake lulav, you make a mitzvah. 10 minutes later, you find a better one. It's too late. You make a mitzvah. But here, the neiros, at kama maneiros are burning. I'm still in half an hour. Why is it not a hidden mitzvah if I do it in 10 minutes? I'm still in the middle of my mitzvah. It's still burning within half an hour. Why is it not a problem? Why is the Biskorov swore that you can't make hidden mitzvah after Kiyum mitzvah? Valid. The mitzvah is still part of my Kiyum mitzvah. It's not finished. I'm still doing. So why can't I be mahad in my neiros by adding another one? Right. So let's explain maybe for a different kasha. We know the Gemara will become right that there's a mitzvah hidden mitzvah. Right. We learned from Posek Pashta the Rashi holds it's a mitzvah. The Reis is Ekel Aveyu. It's a mitzvah to mehadr and mitzvah. Rashi Mashmas Adereisen. Moba Bekama says, there's a limit to it. Chazal say, at shlish. Which means to say, more than shlish, you're not mechuyev to pay the mitzvah. You're allowed to, shteitzach, but you're not mechuyev. But till shlish, you a person should spend, exactly how you calculate the shlish, we're not going into that now, but that a person should do till shlish. So, posh the kasha. A person lights a menorah. He lights one candle. A candle costs a pound, whatever it is. One neir costs a pound. Now it comes along and hit the mitzvah. No, let's add another neir. That's double, that's not shlish. And then I two neirs, or three neirs, whatever it is much more than shlish. In the eighth day is lighting eight times the so how can it be that there's a mitzvah hiddu, a neres Chanukah, to add more neres, lechoydu more than shlish. So that's also Kasha Biskov asks. And Yitak said, then Chami not mechuyiv, but it's just if a person wants to do it. So I should like to suggest maybe a different answer to this question. Yeah, I'd like to suggest basically that there's. Now I bring a writer. I thought maybe for a different kashen, not the kashen. Maybe that kashen is going to be actually this first kashen as well. The Gemara in Rashi in Baba Kama writes. There's an Indian for a person to buy a nice baguette for tzitzis. A nice baguette for tzitzis, for hidden mitzvah. Right? Gemara on Shabbos writes, there's an Indian for a soifer to have a nice lavlo, to have a nice, thing to write a sefer Torah. As hidden mitzvah, they can obey you. So the question is, I'm not going to get the rais, but the baguette of a tzitzis is not part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a chutim. It's not a heksha. It's like a house. A house is there, and then your house is mechuyev mezuzah. A house is not a heksha for mitzvah mezuzah. Just there. Once you go out, it's mechuyev mezuzah. Or a marker. A beggar, the person where the beggar of dalet kamfo is. No, he's mechuyev the tzitzis. But it's not. The beggar doesn't become part of the mitzvah. Same thing, a thing you write a sefer with. That's all part of sefer Torah. So the Mefarshim ask, why is there a hidden mitzvah on something that's not part of a mitzvah? He said the way they ask it, so Meshmeres Chaim, he asked it that way. He said, why is a person mechuyev to build a beautiful house to make a mezuzah or to make a marker? Right? They can obey you, exactly. So like he said, in it to have a nice talis, to have tzitzis. Why is an inn to make a nice house to have? So I'd like to suggest basically that there's two dinim in Zekeh. There's two different types of Zekeh and Veyu. There's two dinim. One din zekel ve, which you always find, have a nice sefer, have a nice tzitzis, have a nice esrik, maybe, yeah. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. Chazal say, the Torah says zekel ve is a person should show that he's machshav mitzvahs. It has nothing got to do with the actual mitzvah. One, there's an inyan to make a mitzvah better. There's a din, a mitzvah, which is not connected to. It's connected to a person. A person is mechuyev. To show chashivus, to show hiddu, to show that he's machshiv Torah and mitzvahs, right? And it's nothing to do with the actual mitzvah. And therefore, if you have tzitzis, you're right. Tzitzis is not part of the mitzvah, you're right. But the actual fact that a person goes along and he spends a lot of money for his baguette and for his other big dechoil, for dinner, for his jacket, he's not spending his amount of money, he's not to mark what should be so nice. Right? That shows that the person is machshiv Torah and ruchnis. And that is a key of a mitzvah zekel v'anveyu on the gavra. That's the alma that didn't zekel v'anveyu. That's how I was thinking, you know, that I have a lot of shalis. They need to buy a nice esk pishke. They need to buy a nice menorah. Right? The mishaburah was they need to buy a nice menorah for a nice silver menorah. That's the whole cheshbon. And the poskim say how silver, gold, silver, the whole cheshbon. They need to spend money on a nice menorah. Now, we all know the menorah are part of the mitzvah. The menorah, the mitzvah, the candles, the actual candles, the actual menorah is not part of the mitzvah. That's can't say the fact that a person spends money on a menorah and he doesn't spend money on his chandelier, tomb, whatever it is, he's makbid to spend money on a menorah, that shows that he's machshav Torah and machshav ochnit, and that's a key mitzvah zekel aveyu. Chanukah, yeah, could be, I will explain soon maybe why. Chanukah is an extra halucha, there's a bigger halucha. There's a din that Chazal said, Chazal said that the actual mitzvah, there's two ways of doing it. There's one way of doing it basic, putting one nail, and one day of doing it better, making nail lechol echad ve'echad meir, and nail the most vaholich on every single day. There's two different ways of doing it, of doing the hadlukas nei Chanukah. Now, why? We'll explain in a minute why. But once we establish this fact. That we know Chanukah has an extra halacha, that the actual mitzvah is for the hidden mitzvah. And if you're there, I think all our kashas are going to be yeshiv. We ask for an example. Hidden mitzvah at shlish. Right? How can a person come along and say, how can a Torah say that you should light on Chanukah two candles, even though you make a dinner, you should have one. The ma'aseh is not shlish, it's double. That's what we asked before, right? So Lefida, it's the answer is very nice. It's not that I'm mahadir my mitzvah one. Chazal gave you basically two different ways, two different paths of how to make a mitzvah. One way is basic, and Zekel Vey is not telling you, oh, come along, make the same mitzvah better. No, do the mitzvah differently. Do the mitzvah as a better way of making a mitzvah by doing the Nei Chanukah with Nei Lecha Leirech Vechot. It's a better way of doing the mitzvah.
How sounds a house, though?
Oh, Rabbi Menzuzah? Yeah. Very simple. A house, also, a person is going to build a nice house, and then put the mezuzah. No one's going to start saying, oh, yeah, he's machshiv mezuzah. You build a nice house because you want a nice house, whatever it is. No one's going to connect it to your ruchnis.
Why not?
If a person means the mezuzah, then afshir. Someone actually told me it was in America.
No difference in a beggar than census.
Not in. It's partially the mitzvah of a beggar is that you are showing that I'm yeah, mashkin a house. It's not connected. It's not really. Someone told you in America there's I don't know what he said that the person in America has got a special entrance for Shabbos. A nice house got the entrance. There's a spare cash. He made extra entrance a Shabbos entrance. Could be. I'm not saying that everyone should do this, but it could be. If you mean it, Shabbos taket, then it's the ending of Zekel Aveyim. Could be like Rashi, the mitzvah deraisen. Could be. I don't know. Before someone does it, maybe you should ask Shaila. Akavonim. So let's get back. So we asked the kasha that Nei Chanuk. We asked the kasha that the ma'is hidden mitzvah shlish, and Chazal say make double. What's going on here? So the answer is shlish is only if I'm making Zekel Aveyim bachutz, which is on the gavur, which is on the person. However, Chanukah, Chazal say, in the actual mitzvah, there are two ways of doing it. There's the mitzvah of doing it basic, and the mitzvah of doing it more mahudah. And therefore, it's not a tshlish for kids. And when I'm making my Ne'el Cholech Lechot, I'm not moisted for my basic, I'm just doing a different mitzvah, in a better way. It's a better mitzvah, don't get me wrong. But I'm not making the basic mitzvah plus hidden. I'm making my mitzvah in a better way. That's hidden mitzvah, tshlish is better. The other kashi, the other shali we asked. Sorry?
They should add an extra candle.
Oh, if a person forgets, a person lights three candles and then he realizes, oh, it's a fourth day, and he should add another. So, Biskov says, according to the Rambam, once you make the basic mitzvah, you can't make a hidden mitzvah anymore, right? Therefore, there's no Indian adding another candle. So, we asked, why not? It's still burning, so add the lock. The answer is very simple. Because if once I lit three candles, yeah, I sort of, and as Mekayim Mitzvah with it, I chose basically the Mekayim Mitzvah in the basic way, not in the hidden way. I wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah in the Mehudadig way, in the Neir. I chose the Mekayim Mitzvah in the basic way. If you chose it in the basic way, so by coming around adding later, it's too late. You already chose it. If you start with the mitzvah in Bachot, very good. I got three candles lighting. I add to light another one to Mahada, these three candles. So add within, as long as they're kind of mitzvah, add another one, make it nicer.
I didn't choose, I forgot.
What? I made a mistake. It's a mistake. By mistake, you still only did the basic mitzvah. End of the day, you not chose. You are mekayim the mitzvah in the basic way.
I can't upgrade.
No, because you're mekayim already. Once you're mekayim, you can't make the mitzvah anymore. Even in the mitzvah b'chut, like to make something nice, a mitzvah nice, so long as still oisig in the mitzvah, so why can't I make it nice? Go along and add. Right? Because as long as the mitzvah within half an hour is still part of the mitzvah, so go on and add the thing. But if it's just two ways of being mekayim in the mitzvah, so the moment I was mekayim in the mitzvah in the basic way, it's too late. That's what you did today. Tomorrow you can do better. You're right, okay, so you, it's not available to do three. It's not making less. But it's not Mekayim, the better way. It's too late. That's what the Biskov says. Once in Mekayim, you can't make Hidimitsu once it's finished. It's too late. If Hidimitsu is in Mibachot, make something nice. I don't know, you bring like nice, I don't know, to make you, to spray your Minerva silver in the middle of lighting. Maybe that, yeah. I don't know. Sorry?
You still want to upgrade the mitzvah. You want to make it.
It's too late. Because once the Mekayim mitzvah,
the candle's still burning, the mitzvah's still there, people seeing it, so
you can... See, basically you want to say, I'm changing the type of mitzvah I'm making. Yeah. So what did they do 10 minutes ago?
I made a mistake, what I did.
So what, you want to be vatel what you did then?
No, I was mecham to do four. I didn't know, so I thought it was three.
When you shake a lulav, that's cheap. And then 10 minutes later you want to shake a better luluf.
That's different, because that's why
I had the time. I made a mistake. I wanted to be, I thought it was a nice one. I made a mistake. I didn't see. It's too late. You make a mitzvah. That's what you did. It's too bad. It's too late. So you can't make hiddah afterwards.
Are you not changing? You might make someone else make a mistake. He goes past and think it's three tonight. You
shouldn't be.
By not changing it, yeah. Someone from outside looks in and sees three and it should be four. He can make a mistake and think tonight it's three.
Okay, so, I don't know, you should look at the neighbor and see there's four. I'm saying, right. Once he did it, you're right, he did three of them. There's no point in it. These two are really extra. Oh, he's saying, Maras Ein, I should add another one. That's Maras Ein, a different. Oh, I see. Okay, he's saying, maybe Maras Ein, should add another one. People shouldn't. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I just. That's the word I would like to suggest. If you agree, it's good. Then also good. I just would like to bring out this Nekud attacker, why. Why we said this is the kudah? Why by Chanukah did Chazal be so makbid that Mahadran? Why by Chanukah we find that we never had other mitzvahs that Chazal said to make it hidden mitzvah. The second of him, but it's not in the mitzvah. So we said this is the famous kasha. Why, you know, we had Chanukah. What's Chanukah? Chanukah, there's two nisim be'etzem. There's nisim l'chome, right? The one against the Yevonim, much much bigger, much stronger army. And then there's another, the Nes Shemen. The Pach Shemen. The obvious question everyone asks is, the Chol makes some sense. What was the biggest atzola for Klal Yisrael? What was the biggest Nes for Klal Yisrael? The Nes Melchoma, obviously, right? But the Yevonim, the wound against Yiddishkeit, and the wound, and the Yidden, the Menasech, that's a much bigger Nes if a person thinks about this. So why are we making a whole Chanukah for the Nes HaNeir? Yeah? But Selevi says, but that's another question we can ask. That a person, another very famous kasha, that what was the nest of the neiris, right? Klal Yisrael had enough oil, they had plenty of oil, but what? The oil was tumme. Now there's a gemur in Pesachim, gemur state, when it comes to tzibu, avoid this tzibu, there's tumme to be tzibu. Which means to say, tumme is not a problem, it's not ma'akiv, right? If the gemur says, I call Pesach or lekahanim or tumme, we're going to come along and we go to Shecht or the Korbonus on Pesach, and then they come tzibu, we're going to Shecht because tumme to be tzibu. So what are they going to say? Who cares about the whole? A nes menorah of shemen. Even a wood min tumma, you can use a tumma in a shemen. It's not a problem. It was against the nes. So Biskov says, the Bislevi says, the whole nes of Chanukah is basically, as Klal Yisrael showed, you're not interested in just ticking the boxes. You want to make kind of mitzvah basic. You're right. You got tumma to tzibu, kind of basic and everything. The nes melchom is very nice. Klal Yisrael, Akadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Akadosh Baruch Hu looks after Klal Yisrael, and it matters Klal Yisrael. That's in a certain way. An obvious thing, you know, Akadosh Baruch Hu looks after Klal Yisrael. He didn't want to make ruchnius, so he's going to be matzah from Melchome. But it comes to this shaman, Akadosh Baruch Hu taina, no, I don't want to. Why should I make an ass for you? I leave it to the teva. I got the mice of tumah and shaman. Say the tumah to the tzibur. Who cares? Do it. But Akadosh Baruch Hu showed now, I'm going to make a nest of shaman because I want you to make the hiddur mitzvah. I want you to make a mekayem mitzvah. All the diktukim and all the do it properly. And that's what we make a Neis Chanukah for, and that's why we make a Zecher for Dafke on the Neshem, and that's the Biskov, the Beis Halevi says, that's why Chazal and Mekayim, they said in the Mitzvah Neis Chanukah, there's an extra din of Hidu Mitzvah, because that's really what we are thanking, that's really the Halav Hidu, really is this Nekudah that we don't want to just tick boxes, we want to really become a Kor of Tashem and bring Nachas Ruach. So I'm sure helping should be Zecher. Sorry? It's too late.
No, but you want to make a hiddur.
It's not a hiddur. Biskov says, once you make a mitzvah, you can't make a hiddur. It's too late. You already make the basic way. You already make a mitzvah in the basic way. It's too late. You can't cancel it. Like lulav. Yeah? If it's me bachot, then you're right. Add as long as the mitzvah is there, so to make it nice. You have been saying, but if it's actual mitzvah, so I did this mitzvah, it's too late. I chose.